And ask Catherine, we have several questions that I'm going to defer to our interview with Franklin. There was one interesting post from a lot of great feedback on my conversation with Dr. Farrell on the breakaway civilization. If you hadn't heard it, I recommend it to you. We'll have the transcript up shortly. But Dr. Hillman, who done a very interesting interview last year on electricity, posted the following, and we've heard Clifford Carnicom say the same thing, but let me read it to you, and it's up on the blog. A couple of years ago, I came across a mysterious electrical signal near 60 kilohertz, which was everywhere in the ground and in the air. I found it on the Cascade Crest Trail in the Mojave Desert, and any place I turned my Fluke 199B oscilloscope on between Mexico and Canada, a German engineer had me persuaded that the signal was a transmission artifact of my meter, which made sense until last month when I found it with a different meter. There's nothing in this part of the EMF spectrum except the national clock, which transmits at exactly 60 kilohertz. The signal is always stronger in the ground than the air, and logging the signal shows that its power jumps around, and its frequency is fairly steady around 60 kilohertz, but has numerous brief excursions to lower frequencies. I've attached tracings of the signal in air and on the ground, the red tracing in the third panel, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. You can read on the blog if you want more. He calls it the mystery signal, and it's Clifford Carnicom has reported something similar, and it is, you just kind of say, what is it? Why are we living on a planet where we have no idea what's going on? So it's all part of embracing uncertainty.